AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where attention now shifts to the U.S. Senate after the House unexpectedly passed a 45-day money bill that would prevent a partial government shutdown 6 hours from now.
I don't know how many times you're going to count us out, but if there's one thing you should start understanding, not just that I'll never give up, but I'm a type of conservative that wants to get things done.
House Speaker McCarthy decided to rely on Democrats to help push through his temporary funding plan.
We went from devastating cuts that would have impacted the health, the safety, and the economic well-being of the American people in 24 hours to a spending agreement that meets the needs of the American people across the board.
Meanwhile, the Senate still needs to approve the measure for it to take effect.
Correspondent Michael George with the House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. An important day for the 39th president of the United States.
Former President Jimmy Carter turns 99 and celebrations are going on from Washington to Georgia. At the White House, a three-tiered wooden red, white, and blue birthday cake is on the North Lawn. In Atlanta, the Jimmy Carter Library and Museum is moving up his birthday celebrations to Saturday with the replica of the Oval Office that appeared during Mr. Carter's 1977 to 1981. Term. Jimmy Carter is the longest-lived U.S. president. He's been in home hospice care since February. His wife, Rosalind, is home with him. She is 96 years old and has dementia. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Remembering the late Senator and San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein.
She was driven and she was guided to do amazing things, and she rose to occasions that we really need to treasure and remember.
That at San Francisco City Hall, where Dianne Feinstein served before being elected to the Senate. She was 90 when she died late this week. No funeral plan announced so far. There's an ammonia leak danger situation in Effingham County. That is in central Illinois. It's from a Friday night overturned truck accident that killed five people, injured five more, and led to area evacuations. Sheriff Paul Coons.
It's terrible. It's bad stuff if you are involved in it, you know, breathe it especially because it gets in your airways, in your lungs, and it burns.
And the New York metro area is starting to dry out after Friday's storm that flooded subways, highways, and airports led to a warning from Governor Kathy Hochul.
This was the kind of rain that was once unimaginable. We called them once-in-a-century storms. But this is the third time since I was sworn in 2 years ago I've had a once-in-a-century storm.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The lights are off. Everything is quiet. You're ready to sleep. But your brain isn't. It's going a mile a minute, stressing about every detail of your life. Like that awkward thing you said when you were 13, or whether you chose the right career, or that unanswered text you sent earlier. Sound familiar? Whether they strike before bed or any time throughout the day, racing thoughts are a pain. Therapy can give you a place to work through all those thoughts and come up with solutions so they don't keep you up at night or stop you from enjoying the rest of your day. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences. Connect by phone, video, or chat from wherever you are. Switch therapists anytime and use flexible week-to-week scheduling to book appointments. Get a break from your racing thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/treat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/treat.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
lows around 63. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs level off around 85. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows level off around 60. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Civic Media. That is Blame It on Kane and Blush, a tuna before that. Blame It on Kane. They're playing with a show with Drivatron at Beer Rock on Madison's north side. That's happening Friday, October 20th. Show starts today. And we are working right now to get a date for Blame It on Kane to come into the lair here on Max Inc.
Stay tuned, it sounds like.
How y'all doing tonight? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight across the Civic Media radio network. I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hi, everybody.
The team is here on a Woo! Saturday night.
We are. We are just ready to have some good fun, aren't we?
I think that we're going to be forced to have fun. Our first guest is here, and he brought a whole boatload of beer.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And other goodies, Jimmy.
And other goodies.
THC-infused sparkling water.
That is incredible.
We're going to find out what that is.
What's coming up, Drocker?
Wade Wood from Honey Bee Cannabis Company. He's going to be in talking about the annual event, Glass for Good. It's happening October 7th at the Dive Inn in Cottage Grove. And so we'll hear all about that and more, I think. Simple Company, Kurt, is going to be in talking about their new single releases. They're a newish band, I guess, out of southwestern Wisconsin. And then tonight, in the lair, after August, a couple of the guys from After August are going to be here performing and telling us about some of their new stuff. And then some heavy music later on after that, Max Jimmy.
Max Heavy, yep. Mm-hmm. Got Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Tune in for that. Full night of good music. Terry, what's new with you? What's happened? What's shaking?
Woo! What is shaking?
Love your
guys.
Shirt, by the way. Can't read it on air.
Kelly Stewart. She's wearing a Kelly Stewart shirt, mm-hmm. who is the wife of
Miles Nielsen. Son of Rick and Nielsen from Cheap Trick.
She's also, Jimmy, the last person on the cover of Maximum Inc. before the lockdowns.
Yes, that newspaper. Mm. That's a keeper. Mm-hmm. She
Little
was so
boy.
Thrilled to be on the cover.
Yeah.
And she was like, why are you doing the story about me? Why are you not doing the story about Miles, who has a great band on his own, or Miles' dad, Rick? And I said, because I think you are amazing and doing your own amazing things. So I saw her in a picture with this shirt on.
Yeah.
And it has a naughty word in the middle, like it's her middle name.
It's perfect.
It's
Kelly
funny.
Freaking Stewart.
There you go. There you go. And she said to Miles, because Miles' merch is incredible, and she said, I need something really special. So he surprised her and had this made up for her. And I was like, where am I going to get one of those? 3 days later, it came in the mail.
Nice. Wow.
I'm like, oh, Kelly, I love you so much.
Does Kelly live in Madison? Or
No.
Rockford, right?
Yeah, Rockford. Rockford. What do we always say? That's kind of Madison.
So Rockford, Wisconsin, of course.
We've adopted them as our own. And they do have a big show coming up. Miles is doing two nights, and Kelly will also be there and do some music with Miles. Coming up in November, I think it's the second weekend of November at Monk's in Wisconsin Dells.
Nice.
So check it out. Yeah. Always a good time.
Well, maybe we'll entice her to stop by the Max Inc. studios here in Madison sometime.
Wow.
She's fun. Really fun.
We've got a lot of great new music on the way. We got brand new Rascal Theory. Got some new Bad Boy on the way. Later, to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, I have a double dip of brand new Slow Pulp.
Ooh.
And I can't wait.
Oh, wow. How'd you get your hands on that?
Well, the album dropped yesterday.
Oh.
I downloaded it from Bandcamp yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, Jimmy's just a little bit ahead of the rest of us.
Oh, my gosh. And if you look at their schedule, they are touring everywhere. I mean, I'm talking about the world. They are touring the world.
A lot of stops in the States, a lot of stops in Europe.
Got one in Madison.
Slow Pulp is going to go far.
They are. They already are.
Brand new 7,000 Apart just around the corner right now. Brand new Charlie Boy.
Yeah.
Rod. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.